He hated being on the water. It was nice to look at. He enjoyed the sand at the beach. He did not like being on the water, in a boat, with it moving underfoot. With Jimmy missing, Remy in the hospital, and only Neil and Xavier currently on payroll, Clayton knew he'd need to do some work in the field. On the water. He'd need to suck it up and hire a couple of new guys. But that wasn't going to solve his dilemma today. Neil and Xavier were smiling. They'd also seen the hooks from the secondary computer in the office, and they were both whispering.
"Enough acting like children," Clayton said. "Just say what you have to say."
"We'll take the vehicles, and you got the boats alone, boss?"
Xavier laughed. Clayton knew technically he could give them the four boats and get the two vehicles alone, but he also knew he'd never live it down. He wondered if they had this many repossessed boats in Iowa. The motel on Highland Avenue in the Hollywood Bowl section where Morocco Jones registered one evening was a wide cut above the average. The swimming pool was almost pretentious and most inviting on this warm September evening. The patio and palm-studded parking area were spacious. The bedroom and living room were plush and had privacy that a hotel would not give him. There was a long mirror on the wall over the telephone stand. As he reached for the phone, Morocco glanced in the mirror at the familiar face, strong of jaw and mouth, with craggy brows, alert gray eyes, flecked oddly with green, and a strong nose that fitted the general theme of the face. His shock of well-trimmed brown hair struggled to conceal unruly waves, highlighting a tinge of auburn. The hair suited the rough symmetry and power of the face beneath. Morocco grinned at his reflection sardonically and said aloud,
"You're big enough and ugly enough, but are you smart enough?"
He picked up the phone and gave a number to the desk clerk. He listened to the phone ring twice. Then a voice with a houseboy accent said,
"Mr. Palano's residence."
The voice gave the R and L sound. When Morocco asked,
"Is Mr. Palano at home?"
the voice answered cautiously,
"Who called Mr. Palano, please?"
"Tell Mr. Palano that Morocco Jones is calling, please."
In November 1942, the United States initiated its first major offensive actions against forces of the Axis European nations. For the next 2.5 years, the United States and its allies engaged in a series of battles across the Mediterranean that had a profound impact on the outcome of World War II. However, victory in the Mediterranean was the result of more than good generalship, an effective strategy, unit engagements, or even luck. Success for either side also depended on the ability to support military forces thousands of miles away from their home bases. World War II was one of materiel. The armies, navies, and air forces of the mid-20th century were growing ever dependent on the machines and technology of modern war. Tanks, trucks, mobile artillery, aircraft, and ships of war needed vast amounts of fuel, munitions, and repair parts. Most American divisions were motorized or mechanized, meaning that they moved by some type of vehicle and could cover hundreds of miles in a week.